Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome back to the Peterson Event Center on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh and the WPIL Basketball Championships. Presented by the Observer Reporter, the WJPA Sports Network brings you the 5A Boys Championship game between Chartiers Valley and Peters Township. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me courtside, Dave Anthony producing in our downtown Washington studios. Over the past 2 weeks, we've brought you live coverage of some 21 preliminary games on air and online, all of them working our way here to the top of Cardiac Hill in Oakland. And we're excited to be back for the final game of this 12-bracket championship scramble. It's been 10 long years since Chartiers Valley last won a WPIL basketball boys title, a stretch that seems even longer given the Colts' run of 6 championships in less than 20 years, a run that included 2 state title game appearances. Peters Township was here 2 years ago, but lost to Penn Hills in the 5A championship game. It's been 16 years and one day since Peters Township celebrated its only WPIL boys basketball championship, a 60-54 win over Mount Lebanon. The Indians suffered from the WPIL hangover, though, losing in the first round of the state playoffs that year. 16 years and a day, just think. Kids born that day would have their learner's permits to drive. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Coming up shortly, we'll take a deeper look at the 2025 versions of Chartiers Valley and Peters Township. Plus, we'll run down the Observer Reporter starting lineups. That and more when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank, Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
It's been a good weekend for the lower-seeded teams. A couple of ones with victories on Thursday night, Neighborhood Academy and Bell Vernon in the 1A and 4A boys. A one seed, a winner in the 1A girls yesterday to start the day. The 3-seed Jeanette won the 2A boys bracket, and Upper St. Clair boys won in 6A boys last night. But the lower seeds have won all four games today. Number 2 Aliquippa beat the number 1 Neshannock. Number 2 South Allegheny boys beat number 1 Aliquippa. Number 2 Oakland Catholic girls beat number 1 Blackhawk. Number 2 Upper St. Clair girls beat number 1 Norwin. Add on to that, Thursday, number 2 girls from Greensburg Central Catholic beat number 1 Shadyside Academy. Add on to that, number 2 Peters Township girls last night beat number 1 South Fayette. It's been a pretty good underdog weekend.
Well, let's hope that continues, Bob. Tonight, that would be a great thing for Peters Township. If that trend continues, they get a W.
Peters Township comes in as the 6th seed, already one upset in the bracket for the Indians. That was the 56-52 win over number 3 Uniontown. Chartiers Valley is the 4 seed, and their upset was in the semifinals, knocking off number 1 Montour 47-44. Here's what we know. The winner of this game will play District 9 District 3 ninth place finisher Cocalico on Friday. The loser of this game will play the 8th place finisher out of District 3. That is Spring Grove. Now, when you look at the bracket, here's the four-team groupings for the winner and loser. Winner of this game gets Cocalico. Also in that four-team pod, Montour and Milton Hershey. The loser of this game plays Spring Grove. Also in that bunch is West York and Mars. Bottom half of the bracket also has Hershey and Penn Trafford, Meadville Uniontown, Exeter Latrobe, and Johnstown against Moon. Peters Township comes in at 18-7, 6-1 mark to start the year, but hit a little funk there, lost 3 of 4, including losses to Baldwin, Fox Chapel, and McDowell. 5-4, middle part of the season. 7-2, though, since that, including 3 straight playoff wins. For Chartiers Valley, been nothing but wins since losing to Alderdice at the PBC Classic at North Allegheny on January 26th, 7 straight, including a 71-57 win at Peters Township, a game that the Indians had the lead at the half.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, it's going to take a very good effort on the part of Peters Township. I had an opportunity to watch this CV team play several games, and I'm telling you what, they got talent. But that being said, neither team was expected to be in this spot, so I think this is a great opportunity. It's a chance for Peters Township, if they continue to play that stellar defense that they've played, and with the big boy playing the way he's playing, they got a shot. But they have an outstanding Chartiers Valley player in Jaden Davis, and they're going to somehow have to try to find a way to keep him out of the paint, contain him off the dribble some way. Averages nearly 25 points a game.
2,000-point career scorer, now a senior, Jaden Davis, 5'11 senior guard. Corey Dotchin, first year as the head coach, has led Chartiers Valley into the WPIL finals in a record of 22-3, was 55-22 in 3 seasons at Highlands, and was an assistant there in 2020 when the Rams won a WPIL title. 13 years into the finals for Chartiers Valley, runners-up in 2021 when they were here last. Jake Wetzel leads Peters Township in rebounding, 6.3 per game. And, of course, remember that the Indians do not have Mickey Vaccarello, who is enrolled at Stanford, a football recruit, and left the team after 14 games. Dylan Donovan leads the way for Joe Ehrman. Ehrman was 14-23 in his first 2 years, 59-18 ever since, including tonight's 18-7 mark coming in.
Done a remarkable job, and I really like the coaching job he's done this year. That might be his most talented group, but certainly they execute well.
Celebrating the United States Marine Corps here at the Peterson Event Center, the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. 250th birthday to the United States Marines. Our game officials, Mark Syke, Jim Reeder, and Joe Janik. We'll take a look at the Observer Reporter starting lineups for you in just a couple of minutes. Following the game, we will recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And our WJPA Sports Network coverage of the high school basketball playoffs is presented by the Observer Reporter. Coming your way in just a moment, the starting lineups. We will have those lineups for you when we come back to the Peterson Event Center on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
National anthem here at the Peterson Event Center. And I apologize, timing a little off here in the pregame ceremonies. Different without notice that things were going to be a little different. So I apologize for that. And we are just about set. Let's check the starting lineups. First of all, for Peters Township, the visitors in the game, Joe Ehrman's number 6 Indians, getting here by way of wins against Penn Hills comfortably, 63-30, by over Uniontown, 56-52, and 58-52 over Mars in overtime. 5'11 junior Lucas Rost, 5'10 senior Sean Thelk, and his 55 three-pointers. 5'11 senior Nick McCullough. 6 foot junior Dylan Donovan and his 55 three-pointers on the year. Leading scorer with 19 points a night. And 6'8 sophomore Jake Wetzel averages 8 points and 6 boards. On the other side of the ledger, Chartiers Valley coming across as the 4 seed. 72-50 win over Thomas Jefferson in the opening round. then beat Moon 51-44 to get to the semis. And a wild 47-44 Chartiers Valley win over the one seed Montour Spartans to get here. Starters for Corey Dotchin, number four seed. 5'11 senior Jaden Davis, the 2,000-plus career scorer. He's hit 53 three-pointers this year, averages 25 points a game this year. 6'2 junior Logan Helfrich, 6 points, a couple of boards, 33 threes have found their way to the bottom of the net. 6'1 junior Danny Slizik, who hits 50% beyond the three-point line, has hit 18 of his 36 long balls and 83% at the foul line. 6'3 junior Jake Lewis, 5 points and four boards for the 6'3 junior. And 6'1 junior Julian Semplis, 78% free throw shooter, 13 points a game and 18 trays on the season. Are you in there?
Yes, now I'm in. Yeah, we're ready to go. This is it's got to be a good start for Peters Township. They've got explosive weapons over on the other side. They're going to have to do a great job of containing the basketball. You're not going to stop a kid like Davis, but you must try to slow him down, Bob. Make him take difficult shots and rebound the basketball. That's the advantage I think Peters Township brings with the big fellow, Mr. Jake Wetzel, in the middle. So if he continues to play the way he has, he gives Peters Township a real advantage on the interior. But make no mistake about it, this Chartiers Valley team is good.
This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. Opening tip, ball is in flight in Peters Township with control. Donovan crossed out of the pit script logo. Feed the ball to Wetzel up top, and now onto the left wing, back to Donovan. Find a cutter, left side, it's Rost. Trying to shake free of Davis. Donovan backs away from the defense of Slizik. But off to Thelk now, he'll shoot it from about anywhere on this floor.
Boy, he will too, won't he?
Nick McCullough's first offensive touch, gets a screen, takes it into the paint, pick up the dribble, try to spin around and find a shot. Finally muscles something up and gets a foul call.
Boy, he had to work very hard for that one, Bob.
Jake Lewis called for the foul, his first. Two free throws coming for Nick McCullough.
This is an area that Peters Township can get iffy on.
McCullough, 63% free throw shooter. First shot, no good. I knew I was missing something somewhere in this bag. Second shot also off the mark, and Jaden Davis with the rebound for Chartiers Valley.
Lucas Ross starts on Davis. That's an interesting matchup. He's an excellent defender.
High screen by Lewis shakes him free. Nice dribble move by Helfrich to get open. Missed the shot, and the rebound cleared by Ross. Scoreless, almost a minute in. Donovan on the left wing working against Slizik. Got the screen down low from Wetzel. Keeps the dribble. Diagonal pass comes right side and on into the corner. Ross will dribble it out from there. A little moving screen there by Wetzel, but able to get away with that.
Yeah, they haven't called that very often, and they should.
Donovan, backhand flip, won't go. Battles gets his own rebound. Ball far side, three ball, spoons out, won't go. Rebound tipped, but not caught. Jaden Davis, lob ahead, catch, shoot, score underneath. Good job, Jake Lewis finishes the lob.
Bob, Jaden Davis is an excellent passer.
Indians get the fast break, and Nick McCullough misses a lay-in. Into the paint, Semplis back out, three ball, nothing but net. Jake Lewis. 5-0. Chartiers Valley with the lead.
And it seems like every game we've done, they've gotten behind. They need a basket here, though, to have to maintain contact with this team.
Chartiers Valley averages about 9 points more a game than Peters Township, and they allow about the same amount defensively. Ball into the corner. McCullough guarded there by Semplis. Pass inside. Wetzel doesn't handle it. Fleet up ahead. Slizik misses the shot. Donovan rebounds for Peters Township. A lot of contact. Play on, say Messrs. Syke, Reeder, and Janik. Three ball, Donovan, well short. Rebound, Chartiers Valley's Julian Semplis.
Yeah, he was deep. He was on that blue line when he shot that ball, Bob.
Semplis with a couple of rebounds. You mentioned Davis on the help. He has an average of 4 assists a game. If he goes inside, would have had another one, but a foul called on the floor. First foul on Peters Township.
He's got a tremendous amount of skill offensively, but his court vision is also very good. Exceptional player in Jaden Davis.
Ben Miller, Jaden Greco, Evan McCullough check into the game. Remind me to change my score sheet and change Greco's number to 5, not what their roster says. Spinorama, Davis steps through and scores.
What a beautiful move.
7-0, Chartiers Valley start. 3 minutes gone. Upper St. Clair earlier tonight became the 19th school to win both boys and girls in the same year. Peters Township has the opportunity to do that, but going to have to come from a 7-point deficit here in the early going. Donovan trying to dribble through all kind of traffic and pass. The dribble was picked off. Helfrich gives it out to Semplis, spins in the paint. Ben Miller hassles him. Semplis scores anyway. Timeout, Peters Township. 4:16 to play. First quarter. Chartiers Valley 9. Peters Township nothing. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
First time out, and Joe Erman couldn't wait any longer. 9-0. I'm going to have to move you, partner. Are you in there?
I don't think so. Yes, there I am.
All right.
Perfect.
We'll just leave you there.
Okay, sounds good. You know, the one thing, Bob, too, that stood out, this Char Valley team really defends. I mean, they'll make it tough on Peters Township, so they're going to have to take care of that basketball.
Greco, diagonal pass, ball to Donovan, feed it inside. Ben Miller gets the first points of the game for Peters Township.
Well, they really needed that because things weren't going their way. So that's a great pass by Donovan, good conversion by Miller.
Delkin McCullough getting set to check back in on the next stoppage. Into the paint, Semplis, bucket and a foul.
Semplis averages 13 points a game. I mean, he's an offensive threat. And he's a strong player.
Jaden Greco called for the foul. His first, team second. 11-2 lead for Chartiers Valley. 3:44 to play opening quarter. First foul shot of the game for Chartiers Valley coming. And Semplis nails that, hits 78% of his foul shots.
They're a good foul shooting team all up and down the lineup, Bob.
Donovan across the timeline. Final game of this 12-game championship festival. A lot of contact on that screen. Greco and two Chartiers Valley guys. Greco feeds it out. Trying to penetrate. McCullough kicked to the far corner. Dribble drive by Miller. Up off the window and in. And a foul.
Strong move by Ben Miller.
Foul on Danny Slizik. His first, team second. Ben Miller has all four Peters Township points. Upcoming, their third foul shot of the opening quarter. Julius Best checks in for Chartiers Valley. Lucas Ross back on the floor for Peters Township. The twos meet at the scorer's table and check in. Ben Miller off the mark on the free throw. He's only a 54% shooter, but Peters Township with the rebound. Long three. Donovan spoons out, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Slizik. Trying to get by Thelk. Can't do that. Feed it back to Jaden Davis. 3 minutes to play. First quarter. Ball into the free throw circle to Luca Federico. Davis trying to get free of the defense. Pass to the right wing, and Best fumbles it. Lost it out of bounds.
Well, that ball was coming back to Davis. That's one of their sets I watched this afternoon where they run off that double screen on the post. And when he gets it, he's really difficult to stop.
12-4, Chargers Valley with the lead here in the early going. Scored the game's first 9 points. Ross on the right wing. Lob down low to Wetzel. Put it on the deck. Drop step. Tries to go up and fouled. And will shoot a couple. Jake Wetzel, a 52% free throw shooter. Luca Federico called for the foul. One of the things that Chartiers Valley did against the bigs from Montour was just rotate people in to foul them.
Well, that's not a half bad strategy if you have enough players, and they do. They're a deep team.
Peters Township has missed its first 4 foul shots.
Boy, that's just, you don't want that. You got to have these foul shots, Bob.
You do the math, it's 12-4, and they've missed 4 foul shots in the opening 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, 12-8 sounds better.
Wetzel can't get the second one to go. 0-for-5 at the stripe.
Not good.
Well, they've been at best a 50-50 proposition all year with the exception of Jaden Greco. Ball into the near corner. Little drive by Slizik. Can't get to the lane. Feed it back out. Now to Jaden Davis. Step back to a 3. Wide right. Rebound. Battled for, and Thelk's going to get it. Push it up the near side. It's Rost. Open wing. Wetzel comes up to the elbow to set the screen. Ross penetrates. Picks up the dribble. Lob down low to Wetzel. Find a cutter. Nick McCullough for the 2.
Boy, I like that set. Get the ball into the big guy. Let him be the passer if they double-team him like they did.
12-6. Chartiers Valley doubling up the Indians right now. Toward the bucket goes Best, but feed it off. Semplis into the paint, trying to fight his way free. Bring it to Best. Quick first step. Catch. Jump out front. Off the window and in. Julius Best, first points off the bench.
He's a very active player, a slicer. He can really get to the rim.
Donovan, free throw line jumper, good for 2. 14-8, 1:21 to play, opening quarter. First points for Dylan Donovan, Peters Township's leading scorer. Davis, kick it back out. 3 ball, Jake Lewis, good. He's got 8, including a couple of threes, and now an 9-point lead. Wetzel goes up strong, hit the iron on the way up, but is fouled in the act of doing so. 4th foul of the quarter. Lewis picks up his 2nd foul of the game.
And that was good recognition by the young Jake Wetzel, seeing that he had the one-on-one mismatch, and he just put the ball to the floor and powered it up. Excellent move.
Jake Wetzel to the free throw line to shoot 2. Peters Township trying to find the measure. First free throw good. 17-9, just under a minute to play in the opening quarter. Re-entering number 5, Jaden Greco. Number 3, Wetzel's first point of the game. 30, Corey Dotchin complaining about the bench warning. 2nd foul shot won't go, and a rebound cleared by Federico. Ball taken away, and a blocking foul going to be called. And this appears to be Federico.
So yeah, he's picked up 2 quick fouls.
And that's 5 fouls, so it's going to be 2 shots here. And it's going to be Ben Miller going to the foul line to shoot 2.
Well, and it was his hustle that enabled that repossession of the basketball. He's an energy player. When he comes into the game, He just makes things happen, Bob. I like him.
He missed a foul shot earlier. Peters Township, I have 1 for 7. First shot here goes. 17-10 the count now. A couple of early foul situations. Jake Lewis and Luca Federico. 17-10, Churches Valley plus 7. Logan Helfrick checks back in. Miller misses the second rebound, but Peters Township gets the rebound. Grabbed there by Greco. Donovan looks for Greco, and Greco loses the handle on the dribble. Saw a guy in front of him, may have been distracted by that, didn't catch the pass.
Yeah, it was a tough pass. He had a nice back cut, but there wasn't a lot of room to make that pass that time.
40 seconds to play, first quarter. Churches Valley with the 7-point lead. That's most of the 9-0 run that they started the quarter with. Semplis, and now to Davis.
CV holding for a final shot of the quarter.
Semplis backs up almost to the midcourt line. Davis comes to take the ball. 7 seconds to go. Davis starts toward the hoop now. Spins past one defender, pulls up, shot won't go, rebound Donovan, and the quarter comes to an end. Chartiers Valley 17, Peters Township 10, second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as businesses like Liberty Pole Spirits are. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Churches Valley will have the ball to start the second quarter. They have a 7-point lead. If Peters Township shoots 2 of 9 at the foul line the rest of the game, they lose.
Not good. You're right. You're right. You have got to make your foul shots. At least get up to that 50% where they normally shoot. The one thing I do like, though, their defense has been pretty solid, and they have made Davis take a couple of really difficult shots. If they continue to do that, keep him out of the paint, they'll keep the score close.
Jaden Davis only has 2 points. I will say this, if the Indians hold him to just 8, they have a real chance to win the game. Julius Best for 3 rolls across the iron, but weak side rebound cleared by Slizik. New set for the Colts. Pass into traffic was intended for Helfrick, and Davis took it. Near side, bring it to Helfrick. His 3 is good.
Well, the problem is other players can shoot it really well on this team. So you've got to contest those perimeter shots. No easy shots.
30 seconds gone in this second quarter. 20-10, CV plus 10. Kick to the corner. 3 ball up. Rattles out. Won't go. Rebound attempt by Wetzel, and he is fouled from behind. Logan Helfrick guilty of his first foul. First foul of the second quarter. And now Tristan Mulligan will check in. 8th player on the floor for Churches Valley.
Yeah, both teams play lots of players.
Inbound. Rost out near the script pit logo. Davis out to guard him. Ross spins into the paint. Davis just rips in and rips, reaches in and rips the ball away. Coast to coast. Pull up at the elbow. Good. 5-point run for CV to start the second quarter. They started the first with a 9-0 run, and Davis fouls Ross in the midcourt. First foul on Jaden Davis. 2 on Chartiers Valley. And, you know, there's not a lot of penalty. If the team you're fouling doesn't hit free throws, there's not a lot of penalty. Play as physical as you want.
Well,
they're not going to call everything.
No, absolutely not. How about Davis on the pull-up? What a nice shot that was.
Dylan Donovan starts down the side of the lane. Bring it back out. Give it to Wetzel. 6:40 to play. First half, 22-10. Chartiers Valley with the lead. Ross catch, drives, pulls up at the low block. Long three for Thelk. It's good.
Well, I didn't even think he was going to get that shot off, and he nailed it. It's what he does.
And he will, I said this earlier, shoot it from anywhere.
Oh, he was well behind the blue line.
Davis, free throw, circle, jumper, shooter's touch, good. He's got 6. And now a foul going to be called on Tristan Mulligan. His first, team's third foul of this second quarter. We haven't played 2 minutes yet. 24-13, CV plus 11.
That's good for Peters Township. They can get in a bonus, but they've got to make them.
Belk takes the handoff. Slizik out on him. Ball goes to Ben Miller. Miller gets around Slizik. Give it off to Ross. Miller sets a pick. Thelk takes the pass. Thelk double team. Gets out of the corner. Has Ross. Davis right on him. Round to Donovan. Directs people through traffic. Donovan on the dribble. Trying to get enough opening to look at a shot, but he cannot. Take it down low, waits for traffic, and banks it in off the window.
Yeah, nice patience by Donovan on that possession. Got himself where he wanted to shoot it. Used the glass.
24-15, Davis fade away. Back iron won't go. Ben Miller rebounds, and a foul going to be called. And a second foul on Tristan Mulligan. So Mulligan, Federico, and Lewis each with 2 fouls for Chartiers Valley. Jake Wetzel will check back on the floor. Nick McCullough comes out. 5:29 to play. Second quarter. 24-15. Chartiers Valley plus 9. Patiently, Ross across the timeline. Lob down low, Wetzel catch out front of the basket, missed the bunny.
Thought he rushed it, Bob.
Near side, Lewis, work it back around the perimeter. It'll be Helfrich, now right side to Semplis. Semplis to the top of the key, into the free throw circle, and Ben Miller with a double forearm to shoulder area to keep him from getting inside. First foul on Ben Miller, first foul on Peters in the quarter.
And I think if he just holds his ground, doesn't put his forearms out, he may draw a charge.
5:02 to play in the second. Inbound play to Davis. Jumps out, got about a 12-footer, rattles home.
I don't know how you stop that. That's a heck of a shot there.
Margin is 11 again for Chartiers Valley, up 26-15. Coming up on 4:45 to play second quarter. Defense switches out. Donovan looking for an opening. Pulls up a 3 ball. In and out. Won't go. Rebound foul. Lucas Ross on the back. Going to get caught for the foul here. Team second. Ross first foul of the game. Thelk out and Greco in. Four and a half minutes to play. Second quarter. Davis feeds it across midcourt to Helfrich. Guarded by Donovan. Ball knocked loose. Donovan trying to go in against Helfrich. Scoop it up, won't go, but he hit the iron on the way up, but a foul going to be called. Logan Helfrich joins the 2-foul party. 4 fouls on CV in this quarter. Dylan Donovan going to the foul line. His first visit there, he's only hitting 57% from the stripe. Dylan Donovan, foul shot good.
On the line, number 25, Dylan Donovan.
Into the game, number 5 points for Donovan, averages 19 a game. Everybody set. Donovan ball in hand. Free throw in flight, right on the money.
That's what they need, Bob, to make consecutive foul shots.
Three of the last four have found their way down.
Well, let's hope it's a trend for them.
26-17. Chartreuse Valley has led the entire game, now up by nine. Ball fake by Helfrich, got Klebe. Three ball won't go. Rebound tipped by Semplis and grabbed by Davis. Nick McCullough guarding Davis now. Screen coming. Lewis sets the pick. Davis steps back. Line drive three. Hit the front of the rim and kicked out.
That was deep.
Donovan up the floor, working one-on-one against Best. Crossover by Donovan. Starts, stops, through traffic. Too much dribbling. Help there by Davis. Lob Wait. Ahead. Davis shot won't go, but he is fouled. And is it going to be McCullough on the front? Or nope, it's going to be Ben Miller on the back. His second, team's third of the quarter. And Julian Davis will be at the line to shoot. Julian Davis, an 83, Jaden Davis, I'm sorry, I said Julian. Jaden Davis at the line is an 83% foul shooter.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Colts, 1 for 1, now 2 for 2. Davis at 9 points in the game. 3:34 to play here in the second. Davis with 7 points in the period. We're not 6 minutes into it yet. We're not 5 minutes into it yet.
Well, he had 38, I believe, in their first meeting, Bob.
Second free throw, good. And 10 here in the first half.
There's a full court press.
And the inbound goes right to Slizik. Three ball by Helfrich won't go. Rebound going to the corner, and Best steps out of bounds to try to save it. Peters Township dodges a bullet there.
Yeah, they sure did. They have to be aware that they're going to put pressure at some point in this game.
Pass to the near side. Thelk lob it high into the corner. Nick McCullough gets a screen inside from Wetzel. Dish it off to the big man and score it this time.
I like that he doesn't bring the ball down by his waist. He keeps it high and enables him to get it to the rim.
First field goal for Wetzel. 28-19. CV with the 9-point lead, but this time a pass that was a little off the mark. Helfrich got a hand on it, but Peters Township comes out with the loose ball. Thelk, right side to Rost. They get back the other way. Nick McCullough got away with a walk up, or rather, Greco got away with a walk up top. Rost muscles to the hoop, and a foul going to be called on Julius Best. Arm down over the shoulder.
Chartiers Valley foul number 2.
Already been a bench warning to Chartiers Valley, and I think Joe Janik just told the head coach Corey Dodgen, I'm not going to listen to much more.
Yeah, they don't want to listen to anything in these games. You know that.
Lucas Rost to shoot two. First one short. 50% free throw shooter on the season. 4 of 12 are the Indians at the moment.
Even if they make four more, I mean, it cuts into this margin. It puts it under 10. Free throw shooting has been hurting Peters Township.
Ross, second effort, scoops out two. Loose ball, far side, tracked down by Ross. McCullough gets it to Ben Miller. He's tripped up, going up, and a foul on Luca Federico will be his third.
Well, and that's a pretty good call. I mean, he a lot of contact. I think Miller not feeling very good after that. The way they hit with knees. Hopefully he's okay. Yeah, he seems to be. He's a little gimpy, but he'll be okay.
And Ben Miller is going to go back to the foul line where he's hit just 1 of 3, but certainly is not the only one with free throw shooting issues.
Well, they're 4-for-13, so they're spreading it around.
Well, if they hit them all, that's a tie game.
Absolutely.
They're down 9 at the moment. Miller's well short on this one.
Make it 4-for-14. At some point, you have to get very frustrated. It's really hurting their chances of keeping this a close game. But there's no quitting this team. I know that. We've learned that already.
Miller too strong on the second, and now a foul on the rebound attempt, and Lucas Ross is going to get his second foul. Four fouls on Peters Township.
Back in, number 33, Jake Wetzel.
Ben Miller going to come out. Athletic trainer is going to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, I think he just took a bruise to the knee or maybe the quad, so I think he'll be okay.
28-19, Chartiers Valley with the lead. We've been here for now almost a minute. Look for a moment, like CV might go to a little stall, work the ball around, and Semplis on a drive, feed it across this side. Julius Best left alone and scores. And the margin back to 11. Inbound to Donovan, knocked down by Slizik and off his leg.
It definitely went off his leg.
Off Donovan's leg, that is.
That's right, yes.
So an 11-point lead for Chartiers Valley. And they get the ball right back. Baseline throw in. Semplis trying to create. Fell down with the dribble, and Lucas Ross comes out with a takeaway. Donovan, pump fake on a three, drive to the hoop, score it.
Really clever move there by Donovan. Little scoop shot.
Donovan has eight. Donovan has eight.
That's correct.
Jaden Davis drives, work the ball around the perimeter, ball fake by Helfrich, three ball won't go, rebound cleared by Semplis, goes back up, that won't go, and Wetzel shoves him. And Wetzel on the foul, and then goes over and helps him up. Jake Wetzel's first. That's five fouls on Chartiers Valley.
Good sportsmanship.
I think his table's going to collapse, so I'm going to stick my knees up under here. You lean heavy, buddy.
Well, I don't know that it's all me now.
You lean heavy. Well, it's me, you, and the Peter scorekeeper. So
I'm going to blame him. First free throw by Julian Semplis is good.
That's 4-for-4 to contrast what Peters Township is doing.
Well, and they've only taken four free throws, which is a good job by Peters Township's defense.
32-21, the 11-point margin back once again. CV been able to play really at arm's length since the 9-0 run to start the ball game. 1:25 to play. First half, 32-21, Chartiers Valley. Wetzel between the circles, Thelk, and now Rost. Ball to the right corner to Donovan, dribbles out, spins it, reverses it, crosses over, kick it out, three ball, Nick McCullough, line drive is good.
Wow, how about that? He doesn't make many, but they needed that. What a pick-me-up.
He smacked that line drive into the gap.
He really did.
For a triple.
Well, and they let him shoot. I think they were daring him to take that shot, and he was able to convert. Good for him.
32-24. The deficit for Peters is 8. Semplis brings the ball near side. Julius Best trying to draw Wetzel out away from the basket. 30 seconds to play in the half. Best looking things over. Davis wants the ball. He gets it now. Has 10 points in the half. Ball to the circle, cross court. Nice dribble move by Helfrich. Work the ball around. Slizik penetrates. Take it out to Best. Offhand push off there by Best. Got away with that. And the Colts take the clock down under 10 seconds. Davis steps into Wetzel and lays it on the back and scores. Well, he was fouled by Dylan Donovan. Long shot would not have counted, I do not believe. A late bucket for Chartiers Valley gets a 10-point lead at the break. Chartiers Valley 34, Peters Township 24. At the end of the first half, we're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 458-729.
Welcome back to the Peterson Event Center. We are at the half, 34-24. Chartiers Valley, a point better than when Peters Township, right before they first got on the board. Char Valley scored the game's first 9 points. Teams played pretty even the rest of the way through the first quarter, and they've been pretty even the rest of the way in the game. But, you know, well, when you spot the other team 9 points.
And should I even bring it up?
Yeah.
4 for 15 from the foul line. You have to make them. That's just never going to get it done. You will not win this game if you continue that pace. They've only taken 5, but they've made all 5. I mean, contrast that with 15 attempts by Peters Township.
Jaden Davis leads all scorers with 12. Rest of the way for Chartiers Valley, Jake Lewis has 8, all in the opening quarter. 7 more for Julian Semplis. Julius Best has 4, and Logan Helfrich with 3. As Tom mentioned, Chartiers Valley 5 for 5 at the free throw line. For Peters Township, 8 points for Dylan Donovan. I have 5 apiece for Ben Miller and Nick McCullough. Miller's 5 all in that opening quarter. He had a bunch of the Indians' first points, got them going there with the first bucket. Sean Thelk and Jake Wetzel have 3 points apiece. Peters Township is 4 of 15 at the free throw line, including missing their first 5 and their last 4.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, they're playing good basketball. They're offensively, I think they're doing everything they probably wanted to do. But when you get fouled, that's what you want to do, but you must convert from the line. I don't know what else you can say. I mean, I'm sure they're going to address it. You don't want to over-address it, but certainly you have to, you know, you got to talk about that in the locker room. And, you know, Davis, he's made 2 or 3 shots that I don't care who was guarding him, he was going to convert on. He's really good.
I believe I said Davis had 10. He has 12 points.
That's exactly right. He has 12
here. I'm going to go back to the addressing thing. You know, it's one thing if you're a 65 or 70% free throw shooting team all year and you're shooting, you know, 4 of 15 in the first half, you go in the locker room and address that. When you're a 50-50 or worse proposition all year long, what are you going to do? I mean, it's not there.
Yeah,
it's just not there.
No, it really isn't.
I mean, 50, 54, 43, 57, 52, 37, 63, and 71 are on there as well. But those are just not good enough free throw shooting. And yet you've made it to the WPIL finals because everything else has worked.
Well, they play great defense. They play hard. They get to the rim. But 26% is not going to get it done.
I mean,
if you would shoot 15 free throws as a coach, you're happy. You're thinking, great, we're getting to the line, we're getting to the rim, but they're not making any.
Winner of this game will host Cocalico Friday night. The loser of this game will host Spring Grove, those two teams out of District 3. They are the 9-8 finishers in those districts. Chartiers Valley looking for a 7th WPIL basketball title, winning in 2015, 2010, 2004, 2001, 1998, and 1997. That 2010 year, they were a PIAA runner-up. There was a guy named T.J. McConnell on that squad.
I think I remember
that
name.
All but
Wow.
Beat Newman Goretti by himself. Newman Goretti had five or six D1 recruits on that team. And he just pulled a three ball short at the buzzer as South Fayette and Chartiers Valley tried to go back-to-back nights beating Strawberry Mansion, which South Fayette did, and Chartiers Valley nearly took out Newman Goretti.
Yeah, that was a tremendous performance. I remember watching that on television, and that shot at the end, boy, I'll tell you what, you never knew he was going to accomplish what he did, but look where he is today. My goodness.
Peters Township looking for just its second WPIL basketball championship. The first was in 2009, and maybe just a tad too much celebration, lost the opening round of the state playoffs right after that.
Yeah, and I remember that game, and they had a player named Nick Wilcox, who went on to be the PAC Player of the Year several times in college. So Nick was for real, and excellent basketball player for Peters Township.
You mentioned the PAC. Want to mention that the W&J women nearly, they had a 31-12 lead with 6 minutes left in the first half. So they'd scored 31 points in 14 minutes and scored like four the rest of the way through the middle part of the third, ended up giving up the lead, got it back, and W&J women, the one seed in the PAC tournament, have won the championship game, beating Chatham 59-50 to win the title and the automatic bid to the NCAA tournament.
Well,
so congratulations there.
Very, very great by W&J women. And you know one thing about college basketball, Bob, game of runs. You can have a big lead, and you can knock a few threes down. That lead can disintegrate quickly. But the task at hand is for Peters Township to make some foul shots. They're doing everything else right, and I will not sell them short. They can climb back into this thing.
Well, you talked about leads disappearing. Let's just remember back 24 hours.
Yes.
Peters Township girls were down 11 in the third.
That's correct.
And came back to win the game.
Yeah, and that game changed so completely that I'm still trying to figure out how it happened. But credit to them. And the same thing can happen here. I really believe that.
On the way it happened late is that Natalie Wetzel hit a three that gave Peters the lead for the first time since late in the first quarter. They couldn't hold that. South Fayette came back and tied the game. But then Wetzel with the assist on the over-the-shoulder, near side of the lane to the far corner, and the three ball by Bree Morial put Peters Township in front to stay, and they won the game.
And I read the write-up in the paper, and she said, I shot it, but I didn't know it even went in, but I heard the crowd react, so it must have gone in. I'm just laughing because it's tough shooting in this court for these kids. They're not used to this big-size arena and no background at either end of the hoops, so you got to make that adjustment.
And one other note, back to the PAC for just a moment. The men's basketball championship being played tonight, and that is at Chatham. And the 3-seed W&J Presidents lead Chatham very early on. The Chatham, the 1-seed, 7-6 W&J in the early going. Here at the Peterson Event Center, it's a 34-24 lead for Chartiers Valley. We'll get you set for the second half when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
One thing we have not had yet is a held ball. It'll be Peters Township ball on the alternating possession. They won the tip Charvelli's got the ball to start the second quarter, and now Peters will get it to start the third. Big tip of the cap to the WPIL executive staff, the basketball committee, and all the folks making everything happen here at the Peterson Event Center, the facility staff as well. Certainly appreciate the help. We've given a couple of ideas on ways that could be a little more help coming to us, and it would not be very difficult to pop in a couple of more of those scoring tables on the far side of the floor.
You think they have enough space over there? My goodness, they do. All right, here we go.
CV with a 10-point lead. Peters Township with the ball. Wetzel finds a cutter. Ross lets traffic clear, and the Indians score quickly.
Great pass by Wetzel, but great patience by Ross to let the defender run by.
First points of the game for Ross.
That's a great play. I really like that. Right out of the gate.
Davis and Slizik break the pressure. Slizik back cut, finds Davis, who scores.
Well, if it's good enough for Peters, it's good enough for them. The back cut worked perfectly.
36-26. Cross-court pass. McCullough comes to meet it. Cut off at the side of the lane. Basket and a foul to go with it.
Oh, no.
And now Jake Wetzel is shaken up.
Oh, I hope he's okay.
Foul on Julian Semplis, his first. And Jake Wetzel is going to hop to the bench. A contact there that fouled Nick McCullough ended up washing up on Wetzel.
That's not good news, Bob. He's been so important for them.
McCullough with 7 points goes to the foul line for the second time. Missed both of his free throws earlier. Hits this one, old-fashioned three-point play.
Start of a good positive vibe here.
36-29, CV plus seven. Crossover, Davis gets right into the lane, passes it back out. Colts around the perimeter. Slizik, Helfrich trying to take it into the paint. Stop, turn around, feed it back off. Shot muscled up, won't go for Semplis. Tipped around by Davis. That won't go, and the loose ball at the baseline. Colts are going to end up with a holding foul going to be called.
Yes.
Peters Township going to get the ball. Foul called on Jake Lewis. That will be his third.
Bob, and I'm looking over at the Peters Township bench. You're looking at Jake Wetzel's knee, not his ankle. So I'm hoping that was nothing more than a bruise. So keep our fingers crossed.
6:50 to play, third quarter. 36-29, Chartreuse Valley by seven.
Looks in a lot of pain, though.
Donovan, top of the key. Three ball off the iron, won't go. Miller couldn't get the rebound because it was swatted out of his hands by Danny Slizik. Davis, beautiful crossover, got free of Ross, get it out to Helfrich. Davis wanted it back going into the paint, but that pass didn't happen. Davis gets it now, gets a screen to the corner, over the shoulder, wide open. Lewis catches and scores. He's got 10.
Excellent pass by Davis. He is not afraid to give that ball up if they double-team him.
Davis with 10 points now in the game, had 8 in the opening quarter, including a couple of three balls. 38-29, CV plus 9. Make it CV plus 6. Donovan nails a tray. He's got 11. 38-32. Davis on the dribble. Ross stays with him, but a little floater up and good.
How do you stop that, Bob? His elevation on the jump shot is off the charts.
I don't know the answer to your question. You're the coach, and I'm the bad basketball player that was so bad they told me to wrestle and I never won a match. So how bad at basketball must I have been?
Bad.
Donovan drives into double team. Shot blocked, controlled by Semplis.
Oh, that was terrible. That was a foul.
Semplis
charge.
Got away with a defensive foul at one end, gets called for the charge on the other. I think both coaches would have preferred that the foul on this end be called.
Absolutely. Peters Township's hanging in here, Bob. They're only down 8.
Three fouls on Semplis. Remember, Federico off the bench got three fouls quickly.
Yes, he did.
5:10 to play in the third. 40-32. Chartiers Valley with the 8-point lead. Miller gives it. Donovan looked at a three. Now pops it. Short. Rebound toward the corner. Tracked down by Jaden Greco. Nick McCullough with a ball fake. Semplis will not allow him to get to the paint. Semplis now on Donovan. Screen set by Miller. Switch off Slizik guarding Donovan. Take it to the low block and he walks.
Yeah, he did. He picked it up.
Returning to the game for Chartiers Valley, number 2, Julius Best. And number 30, Luca Federico.
4:40 to play, third quarter. The lead was 10 at the half. It is 8, but CV has the ball. A little lob pass over the shoulder grab by Jaden Davis. Leading all scorers with 16. Donovan can't stay with him, and now it's Greco on the guard. And a timeout, Chartiers Valley. 4:30 to play, third quarter. Colts 40, Indians 32. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions. Ones that are built for the unique journey businesses like Coil Trucking are on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank. Member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
First time out used by Chartiers Valley.
I looked down at Wetzel. They taped his shin. So he obviously got kicked or bumped on it.
They taped an ice pack onto the shin.
Onto the shin. So I'm hoping, above hope, that he can play through that. But I don't know how bad he's. He seemed to be in a lot of distress.
CV ball. Julius Best to key it in. Goes right to Semplis. Greco has him covered. Nick McCullough will check in on the next stoppage. Ball comes to the right wing for the Colts. It's Danny Slizik, who has not scored tonight. He averages 6 a game. Semplis, three ball in flight off the iron, won't go. Ben Miller clears the board for Peters Township. Up the floor, working against Best. Jaden Davis was coming there for a double team, and Miller saw that coming, got rid of the ball. Right side, halfway through the third quarter, 40-32. Dribble penetration by Ross. Keeps it going, got it down low, just missed the baseline. Flip it on top now. Good save there by Ross.
Yeah, very good.
Donovan, spinorama outside the arc. Little push off. Donovan gets into the paint. Help comes. Three ball. Greco, far side. Lefty nails it.
How about that, huh?
Greco's first points of the game. 40-35.
Could not have come at a better time.
3:35 to play in the third. Jaden Davis, floater. Good. And a foul on Ben Miller.
Well, that's impossible to stop. They played great defense on him, and he made a fadeaway with two guys in his face. And they fouled him, and he still made it.
Ben Miller's third foul. Free throw coming for Jaden Davis, who hit both of his earlier foul shots. Has hit about 85% of his trips to the stripe.
Yeah, he doesn't miss many.
And this is one here. Miller with the rebound. 42-35. CV by 7. Sean Thelk into the corner. Goes to McCullough. Trying to blow by Slizik. Reverse. Won't drop. Davis rebounds for the Colts. Davis give it off. Semplis penetrates. Kick it back. Davis backs away, crossover behind the back. Three ball. Federico hits it.
Now that was the answer. All five of these Chartiers Valley players, Bob, can make threes.
Federico's 23rd of the year. He hits 33% beyond the arc. Timeout, Peters Township. 2:46 to play, third quarter. 45-35, Colts have restored a 10-point lead. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Indians made a run to get to within five at 40-35, but right back up the other way, Davis with a two and Federico with a long three ball.
Yeah, you would be encouraged for him to take that. You did not expect him to make it, but give him credit. Knocked it down, but boy, is Davis a problem.
After the timeout, Peters Township ball. McCullough using a couple of screens, takes it to the side of the lane. Ben Miller dribble drive up with the right left hand, misses that, ends up down on the floor underneath the basket.
Yeah, and I thought he got hit on the head or pushed in the back, and there was no call. I think Coach Ehrman saw the same thing I saw. Letting them play a little bit, Bob. That's been the theme.
Pass tipped away by Federico, to Federico. A little floater in the paint for Donovan, won't go. Rebound, Julius Best.
Yeah, and that was a good shot by Donovan. A little stop and pop.
Davis, quick burst. Floater good. He's got 20.
Yep, 20 points for Davis.
Click under 2 minutes to play in the third. Churchill's Valley plus 12, matching their biggest lead of the game. Kick to the right corner. McCullough will feed it around. Donovan, now Thelk. Hands all over him. Fights out of a double team. Ball rolled down Federico's back, but saved by Lucas Ross. Thelk for three. Good.
Wow.
47-38. The margin trimmed back to nine.
Go, Sean! Go, Sean! Go, Sean! Okay.
Ball into the corner to Julius Best. Dribbles out in front of the basket. Federico, another three ball. That won't go. Semplis climbs the back, rebounds, and scores.
Rebound score by Julius Semplis.
Semplis with some hops in those legs.
Oh, he really does. He's a tough kid.
49-38. Chartiers Valley by 11. Federico tipped the ball away from Ben Miller. Goes to the hoop. Miller got his money's worth. Hard foul. That's going to be his fourth. Kept Federico from getting a lay-in. But Luca Federico is an 80% free throw shooter.
They were all good free throw shooters. Federico, only a freshman, Bob. Doesn't play like one. He's been very poised out here in a big moment.
52 seconds to play in the third. Churchill's Valley by 11, make it 12.
6-for-7 as a team from the free throw line. Churchill's Valley.
Greco will come in. Miller will come out. And another free throw opportunity for Federico.
I don't think we're going to see the big fella again.
Second shot, good.
And for the Colts, number five, Chick Lewis.
Federico with a tray and a couple of foul shots in this quarter. And Churchill's Valley putting some distance between themselves and Peters Township. Indians had cut it to five, but 11-3 run since then.
Yeah, they had to keep that margin around 5 or 7.
40 seconds to play, third quarter. Donovan sends McCullough through. Donovan on the dribble, can't get by Best, lost the handle. Got it. Indians get the ball back. Ross to the corner. Greco won't take the shot. 25 seconds remaining. Good switching defense. Slizik now on Donovan, behind the back dribble. Three ball, Lucas Ross, good.
He's been big. Boy, they needed that, Bob.
51-41. Jaden Davis now on the dribble. Stop, go, spin, triple team. Jumped into a defender. Corner three, good for Julius Best. And that's going to end the period. Answers to start, answers to finish. Churchill's Valley 54, Peters Township 41 after three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chartiers Valley 54, Peters Township 41 to start the fourth quarter. CB with the basketball. Update from the PAC Men's Championship. About 7.5 minutes left in the first half. Chatham 30, W&J 22. Peters Township trying to go boys and girls WPIO titles. W&J trying to go women's and men's championships.
Yeah, but Peters has a big task with only 8 minutes remaining and down 13, Bob. They got to get a stop right now.
Semplis wrapped the ball around defender Ross. Cutter, Davis score.
He's just so clever.
Jaden Davis has 22 tonight.
Scores in a variety of ways. He's just not a one-trick pony.
56-41. The margin is 15. And CB builds its biggest lead of the game. Good job to hang in the air. Nick McCullough banks it in off the window.
Yeah, he had to work hard for that one, too.
Peters Township, 15 of 29 from the floor. Chartiers Valley shooting 60% from the floor. 21 of 35 before that bucket by Davis. Julius Best reverse misses that.
Hard to beat a team that shoots that high of a percentage, Bob.
Donovan to McCullough. He'll spin to the paint off the window with two hands again. Nick McCullough with back-to-back baskets as we click under 7 minutes to play. The CB lead is 11. Semplis, Best in the far corner. Best hit a three ball right at the end of the period from that spot. Now drives, got by Thelk, and then tried to get it back as the ball was knocked loose, and Best touched it last.
McCullough's made two really nice drives back-to-back possessions for Peters Township, and I like that. That's a good thing, because if you settle for the long shot and miss it, then you got a problem.
Peters Township down 11. Donovan, Thelk, right side to Rost. Ben Miller set to check back in. He'll come back with four fouls. And again, Peters without Jake Wetzel after suffering a leg injury. Cross-court diagonal pass. Davis saw it coming, picked it off. Lob it ahead, catch and score. Without a dribble, Danny Slizik's first points of the game.
Yeah, and that hurts.
58-45, the margin back to 13. McCullough. His diagonal pass through traffic. Greco kick it back out. Thelk for his third three hits it. Timeout Peters Township. 5:59 to play. Fourth quarter. 58-48. Chartiers Valley with the lead back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
58-48, Chartiers Valley, 10-point lead, and the ball after the made tray by Felk, his third.
Well, we know this. There's no quitting this team. I wish the big kid were available, but he's limping pretty good over there, Bob. I just watched him, so I do not think we'll see him the rest of the evening. Plenty of time, 5:58, but they need stops and scores quickly.
Across the timeline comes Slizik. Double team is coming. Semplis takes the pass.
Peters in a little bit of a half-court trap trying to just disrupt things that Chartiers. There's a steal.
Davis, bad pass. Tried to come back to Semplis. McCullough steps in. Shot won't go, but a foul called. And Nick McCullough going to go to the line again. Has hit just one of three tonight. Foul on Luca Federico, his fourth, first foul of the quarter.
McCullough used the Euro step, as they call it, to get himself at the foul line there. He's got to make these.
Nope. First one off the mark.
I just keep looking now. They're 5 for 17. And oh, my. Even if they make 12.
Down 10, you've missed 10 free throws, or 12 free throws.
Would make it a one-possession game.
At one of two here for McCullough. And Peters Township going to be guilty of a foul.
Yeah, it was McCullough too, I believe.
His second, team's first of the quarter.
Still a lot of time, 5:33.
Peters Township foul number 23.
Inbound to Semplis. He'll work one-on-one against Greco. Double team there. Davis will take the feed and then rifle it ahead to Federico on the floor with four fouls. Davis crossover to get by McCullough, but doesn't attack the basket.
Well, they don't need to, Bob. They can kind of play around here a little bit.
Double team, and Davis able to dribble out of it. Look away pass inside. Going to be a foul on the floor.
Correct, on the floor, non-shooting.
Second foul on Peters Township. This one's on Jaden Greco, his second. Sean Thelk will check in, and Greco will come out.
Well, that actually helps Peters Township, because if they can get another stop, get a quick score, tighten the game up a little bit.
Baseline throw-in goes clear up to midcourt. Davis will show on the dribble. Jumper good. 60-49. Davis, 24 points tonight. Just a tick shy of his season average. Ross against Davis. Feeds it back out to Donovan. He can't get free of Slizik. Underneath, nice dish. Miller goes up and he's fouled, and Federico is fouled out of the game. Five fouls on Luca Federico. It comes with 4:37 to play. He'll leave with 5 points all in that third quarter, a three and a couple of foul shots.
He did a nice job, though, while he was in there, but picked up that early fifth.
Free throw for Ben Miller. First one won't go. Miller has hit now one of six at the foul line tonight.
Yeah, tough night for him.
And the second one kicks out.
Bob, they're 6 for 20. What's the difference right now?
11-point CV lead. Timeout Colts. 4:26 remaining. This trap causing a little bit of a headache for the Colts, and going to use a full timeout. 4:26 left in the fourth. Chartiers Valley 60, Peters Township 49. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, Washington Financial has been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you. Learn more at washfin.bank, Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Looking for a home in the South Hills? You want someone who knows the market. You want Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Nancy Russell McKenna was born, raised, and currently lives in the South Hills, so she knows the market inside and out. She'll help you find a home anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. A neighbor helping neighbors. Nancy Russell McKenna at Howard Hanna, Mount Lebanon. Call Nancy Russell McKenna, 412-551-6118. 412-551-6118.
Stat of the game, 6 for 20 at the foul line.
You get to the foul line 20 times, you're doing good things offensively, Bob. You really are.
Jaden Davis trying to dribble through a double team. Got there, but lost the ball. Ben Miller on the feed ahead scores. Miller, 60 to 51.
Miller has some hops, doesn't he, Bob? He gets up there.
Julian Semplis patiently out of the backcourt. Lob ahead to Helfrich. Finds a cutter. Davis, elbow jumper, won't go. Rebound inside. Slizik, and he is fouled. Donovan going to get called for a floor foul. It's three fouls on Peters Township in the quarter. Donovan's first foul of the game.
Jaden Davis finally misses a shot, and they don't get the rebound.
Inbound to Lewis. And Davis, hands on him by Nick McCullough. Helfrich right back out to Davis, who's double teamed. Ball is kicked. Our media colleague Mike White, the headset on for the local broadcast here. Semi-retirement at the Post-Gazette. Davis, double teamed, and a foul from 45 feet away.
Lucas Ross.
Number two, Lucas Ross. That's his fourth, team four.
Four fouls on Ross in the game now.
Four fouls.
I said four. You have four?
I had three, but they're saying four.
Yeah, I went. Be his first of this quarter. What the sheet say? Semplis going to the hoop, and he'll lay it in. Yeah, the official stats say that was his third foul as well.
Are you going to put it as four?
I'm going to wait and see what they do here.
I think that foul was on Davis.
Jaden Davis now.
Nice.
Jumper in the paint for Dylan Donovan.
I don't know if he intended to bank it or not, but nonetheless, it counts.
62-53. Volleyball inside. Logan Helfrich takes the final feed and scores.
Yeah, that's how you beat the trap.
Donovan hangs off the window, won't go. Rebound kept alive by Donovan. Controlled, put back, rolled around. Ben Miller scores. Timeout, Peters Township. 64-55, 2:50 to play in the game. Indians use their fourth timeout. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
The margin is 9. The first 9 points of the game were scored by Chartiers Valley. From that point on, it's dead even.
And it's the foul line. I mean, there's no other statistic I can use.
Colts get the ball inbounds to Davis. Ben Miller on him. Miller with 4 fouls. And we do confirm that Lucas Ross has 4 as well. Into the paint goes Slizik, but able to feed it back out. Jaden Davis. And now Ben Miller called for a hand check, and that's going to end his night.
Yeah, that'll be all for him. And he's played very, very commendable. Well, they're saying 4? What am I seeing?
Okay, they say 4.
We'll take it.
All right, so apparently one of the fouls that we charged to Miller was really Ross's. Foul shot make for Jaden Davis. Back to a 10-point margin. Colts at the foul line, 8 of 9. Yeah. Peters Township, 6 of 20.
That's unbelievable. There's your difference right there.
Chance number 5 at the stripe for Davis. He's hit 3 of the first 4. And hits another one here. 83% free throw shooter. 2.5 to play. Peters Township down 11. Nick McCullough rattles a shot home. He's got 15 in the game. Davis, double team, passes it out of there. Ball knocked loose. It'll be Donovan. Give it across to Ben Miller for the 2.
Well, what a nice pass. Getting back in it.
66-59. And the pressure on Jaden Davis has been the reason. Double team comes, and Davis is knocked down. He slipped. And, Lucas Ross objecting to that. Foul on Nick McCullough, his 3rd. Jaden Davis will go to the line to shoot 2.
You hear Coach Ehrman said he stepped on the logo.
1:57 to play in the 4th. 66-59, CV by 7. Davis at the stripe. Foul shot good. 27 points now for Davis.
And 10 of 11 for CV from the line. And Davis doesn't miss from the foul line.
Margin is 8. Just under 2 minutes to play. 5'11 senior Jaden Davis hits another. Scored more than 2,000 points in his career. And an 83% free throw shooter. Donovan trying to get by Julius Best. Finds Lucas Ross, and going to be a foul called. Ross is going to go to the line to shoot. Julius Best across the arm, called for the foul, his 2nd. And that is 3 fouls. Wait, they just announced Ross. The foul was not on Ross. It was on Julius Best.
No, they've got that all mixed up.
Yeah. And, Brandon Rossi has done really a great job as a PA announcer, but this is game 12 for him.
And maybe he's a little tired.
It's 2 versus 2. He just grabbed the wrong side, and
right.
That happens. Ross at the stripe hits the first. Missed 2 earlier. And hits the first here.
8-point margin. 1:45. There is time, but a lot of positive things have to happen.
2nd shot short. Battle for the rebound. Semplis clears it. And yet another point left, begging off the rim.
Purple,
jump pass into the
purple.
Corner. Best double teamed. And a foul called on Peters Township. Dylan Donovan called for the foul, his second. And Julius Best to the foul line for the first time. Chartiers Valley, 11 of 12. Peters Township, 6 of 22.
I got him
7 of 22, yeah. Excuse me. Best off the mark on the free throw.
A rare miss.
.132 to play in the game. 8-point Chartiers Valley lead. Second shot is in flight, and that's no good. McCullough tips the rebound right inside to Helfrich. He misses. Best takes the ball, and he is fouled across the head by Lucas Ross, who has now fouled out. They get Best to miss two foul shots and can't get the rebound on the second miss.
Well, when those things happen, you know it's not your night. 8-point game, too. I mean, still time.
Ross fouls out with 1:28 to play. Best with the second opportunity finds the measure. First shot good. He's got 8 points in the game. Second shot in flight. That's off the mark. And Semplis tips the rebound, but McCullough is able to grab it. Sean Thelk, long pass ahead. Jaden Greco waits. Flip it back to Miller. All kind of contact. Three ball. McCullough off the back of the rim hard. Rebound grabbed by Thelk. Donovan open three near side in and out. McCullough tipped the rebound but lost it out of bounds. 1:08 to play in the game.
Boy, if they could have hit that three, Bob, still would have been time.
69-60. CV with a cherry picker. The length of the court. Logan Helfrich is there. And nobody back with him. Davis feed it to Best. Open for the deuce. Chartiers Valley at their season total on scoring. Bucket for Nick McCullough back the other end. He's got 17. 71-62. Peters Township now at their season margin for scoring. And both of these teams have given up a bunch more points than they're used to. Unfortunately for Peters Township, it's 20 more than their average and only scoring 10 more than what the CV normally gives up. 54 seconds to play. 71-62. Chartiers Valley with the lead. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Just under a minute remaining. Chartiers Valley has the ball. The Colts have the 9-point lead, and Peters Township does not have a timeout left.
Yeah, with 54 seconds, Bob, it's almost insurmountable now. I still like the effort. I really do. I think they played awfully hard tonight. Losing Jake Wetzel hurt, and the foul shooting, of course, which we have talked about.
Colts to get the ball in, and a foul on the back called on Jaden Greco.
I believe that's his second.
Third. And the other end of the floor, Julian Semplis will shoot two. These will be the 9th and 10th foul shots this quarter. Chartiers Valley has hit 5 of its first 8 this period. First shot good. Semplis adds now. He has a dozen points in the game.
Yeah, he's played a strong game for them. But how about Jaden Davis? When he's not scoring, he's assisting to a score.
Second shot won't go. Ben Miller rebounds quickly up the floor. Nick McCullough working against Semplis. Offhand shove off by McCullough, and he dribbles the ball off his own foot.
Yeah, just a little bit too much on the dribble side there. trying to make a play. I get it.
Jaden Davis, get the ball ahead. Slizik to the baseline. Best, kick it to the corner and now around the perimeter. 30 seconds to play and a reach-in foul on Sean Thelk, his first of the game. A couple of more foul shots coming.
That's his first personal.
Looks like Semplis going to go to the line. Semplis has hit all five of his foul shots tonight. Then number six goes begging off the rim, rolled around and fell out. Semplis needs one for his season average of 13 and finds it. 73-62. Drive by Miller stops and Ben Miller will score in tight. He's got 13 for the night. 73-64. Steal attempt, Dylan Donovan. Able to give the ball off to Miller, who scores again.
Donovan to steal, Miller to score.
15 for Miller. Ball will get inbounds, and Best will step across the timeline. And Chartiers Valley going to celebrate winning their seventh WPIL Boys Basketball Championship. Final score, Chartiers Valley 73, Peters Township 66. We'll recap it for you here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Two things really the story in this game. Chartiers Valley with a 9-0 start. Peters Township didn't score for the first 4 minutes of the ball game. And the Peters Township Indians are 7 for 22 at the free throw line.
Yeah.
Game over.
It is because, I mean, Bob, they did everything they needed to do to be in this game and possibly win the game. I don't think anyone anticipated that they would shoot a mere 31%, as you mentioned, 7 for 22 from the foul line. Bob, if you make 8 more, 9 more, which is reasonable. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. But I still like the way they played. They've had a fantastic season to date, and they keep playing.
Indeed they will. Peters Township, as the WPIL runner-up, will be home Friday night with District 3 8th place finisher Spring Grove. Chartiers Valley will be home with District 3 9th place finisher Cocalico in the opening round of the state playoffs. And really, there's not a whole lot of recapping that has to happen here. I will check individual scoring and those kind of things. But 9-0 to start. From there, it's a 2-point game in Peters Township's favor. They won the rest of the game by a point.
They played well. They really did. I know people are going to look at the score and say, oh, well, no, they played well. Now, let's credit Chartiers Valley. Jaden Davis was terrific. 28 points, numerous assists that led to scores. Excellent ball handling. I mean, he does so much for their team. But other players on their team really stepped up, too. I thought Julian Semplis was really good. He set the pace early in the game with his physicality. Jake Lewis with 10. I mean, I thought Peters Township played well, Bob. I really, they outplayed them in many ways, but can't go 7 for 22 from the line.
You cannot and hope to win. It just doesn't work. Now the next question will be, what is the status of Jake Wetzel?
I don't
Natalie know. Wetzel goes down in the last regular season game and struggles to get back, but gets back and leads the Peters Township girls to a WPIO championship. Jake Wetzel goes down on a little scramble, got rolled into or kicked or something, ends up with a calf injury of some type, could not stand on it to get to the bench, but an ice pack wrapped on that, never did return to the game, and now Peters Township boys settle for a runner-up finish.
Well, and Bob, it looked like the ice was on the front part of that calf area. So shin injury, a bruise, bone bruise, who knows? Hopefully it will not limit him and he'll be able to go next week.
Chartiers Valley, after that 9-0 start, won the opening quarter, scoring 17-10. The Colts 17-14 advantage in the second to lead 34-24. CV 20-17 in the third. Peters Township 25-19 in the fourth quarter. 73-66, your final. Peters Township drops to 18-8 now, heading into the state tournament. Chartiers Valley improves to 23-3 on the campaign. Only an impressive run here for Chartiers Valley to win the WPIO championship. As I mentioned, they're seventh and their first since 2015. They've won 8 in a row and 16 of their last 18 games. Really got it going and going to be a tough out in the PIAA playoffs.
Well, they are because of their personnel and because of their one point guard, Jaden Davis. But they also knocked out the number one seed in Montour, and maybe their paths will cross. I don't know what the brackets look like, but it's a possibility.
Well, here's what it looks like. Chartiers Valley and Montour are in the same four-team group.
Oh, boy.
If both win, they meet in the second round.
Oh, that'll be a heck of a game. And I am sure Montour has that circled already.
Peters Township will play Spring Grove, and then they're in a pairing with in a quadrant with West York and with Mars, a team that they beat in the semifinals and needed overtime.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about West York. I know Mars is a pretty good basketball team, so we'll see.
All right, we've run the quarter scoring. Let's check the individual numbers. Jaden Davis with 28 points to lead all scorers in the ball game. Julian Semplis had 13. Julius Best with 10. Jake Lewis with 10. Lewis had 8 of those 10 in the opening quarter. Chartiers Valley 14 of 20 at the free throw line tonight. For Peters Township, I have 17 for Nick McCullough, 15 for Ben Miller, and 13 for Dylan Donovan. Peters Township 7 of 22 at the free throw line in tonight's game. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Player of the game, the difference in the game, the thing that Chartiers Valley has that Peters Township does not, and that is Jaden Davis.
So explosive, Bob. He's just difficult to guard, and when you double him, he's an outstanding passer. He sees the floor very, very well. Great player.
28 points tonight, and just blistering from the floor in many, many ways. Hit 6 of his 7 foul shots. That's right at it. His season 83% free throw shooting average.
Wow. He's fun to watch, too. I mean, the kid's got talent and just an outstanding player. But I'm telling you, Peters Township makes some foul shots. They're right in this game to the very, very end. And they should be proud of what neither team was supposed to be here. So, you know, it's kind of a great matchup in that regard. Unfortunately, they had to pick the worst night of the year to have that kind of free throw shooting.
Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories, by the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Green County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Nancy Russell McKenna, Howard Hanna Mount Lebanon, a neighbor helping neighbors. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And I'm not lost here, but I'm lost for a moment. I'll be right with you, I promise. Our coverage of Pirates baseball returns tomorrow. The Bucks take on Detroit. Airtime on WJPA AM is set for 1 o'clock. We'll have live coverage of the state wrestling championships from Hershey starting Thursday morning. And NCAA basketball conference championship coverage starts 1 week from tonight on WJPA AM. Thanks to both head coaches, Joe Ehrman and Corey Dodgen, the staff here at the Peterson Events Center, and to the WPIL Basketball Committee and executive staff. For my partner, Tom Drakely, our producer, Dave Anthony, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A Boys Basketball Championship, your final score, Chartiers Valley 73, Peters Township 66. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.